brighten up those dark mornings. Wheeler, Ollie, and Lecter. Mornings at the cabin.
Mornings at the cabin, indeed. Wheeler and Lecter with you on your Thursday morning. It's Lecter's last day. I didn't want to tell you this. I didn't want to be the one to tell you this, but it's a sad day here at Cabin Radio as Lecter is leaving us. But that's okay. We'll have a good one for the last one, right?
Yeah, we'll blow out the tanks.
Yeah, blow out the tanks. Tomorrow will be just a gong show with you gone. But I mean, I'll miss you. So
it's been a good run.
It's been a pretty good run. We've had what? We've done how many shows have we done?
Let's be honest, it could have been a better run.
I mean, it could have been. We could have been on the radio. But here we are on your computers and on your cell phones. And I'm sure you're not having any trouble connecting to your Bluetooth in your vehicle like I did this morning. I damn near punched my truck.
Oh, really?
Well, it's just very frustrating when it won't connect. And you're trying to listen to a podcast or something like that. It won't connect. Or you're trying to listen to cab radio. It won't connect. You delete it. You try to reconnect. It doesn't connect. You delete it again. Try to reconnect. It doesn't connect. It's just frustrating.
Isn't it annoying when inanimate objects are obviously trying to annoy you?
Yeah. Yeah. Like it's like sticking its... It's biting its thumb at you.
It's like waving its
Romeo and Juliet.
I'm not touching you.
I'm not touching you. I'm not touching you. Why are you hitting yourself? Why are you hitting yourself? Why are you hitting yourself?
Yeah, and then you hit it, and then it just cries.
And it's just saying to you, I will thumb my... I will... what is it? Not thumb my nose. I will bite my thumb at you.
Bite my thumb?
Yeah, which is a disgrace to you if you bear it. Which is from Romeo and Juliet.
Oh.
So, you didn't think I'd be coming... Well, I got to quote Shakespeare. It's your last day.
Fair enough. Yeah.
Now, the first song I picked for this morning, now I picked this. Mm. I can't blame anybody else. This wasn't in the log. I picked it.
Okay.
So for part of our road trip, we listened to a little swing music. Remember when we were all in a swing? I thought we collectively agreed to forget that time in the late 90s. But here's some Big Bad Voodoo Daddy. You and me in the final main three tonight, baby. I already regret this.
Mornings at the Cabin, the podcast.
I will now publicly apologize for putting on Big Bad Voodoo Daddy.
Thank you.
Now, 20 years ago, actually probably like 22 years ago, when we all decided together, influenced by a Gap commercial, that we liked swing music. I got into it. I took some swing lessons in high school.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I guess if you were planning on being an actor, then that...
I wasn't very good at it. Well, we had to take it because there was a swing dance part in the show we were doing.
Right.
The director was like, let's put a little swing dance in it.
Because you want the triple threat, right? You want to be able to sing, dance, and act.
Yeah, and I've never been that great a dancer. Like, I can learn moves, but right. I'm not a great dancer.
Yes.
Light on my feet.
Amazingly so.
Yeah, I think people are very surprised by how athletic I probably once was former life.
Is anything we learned from those mud run videos?
Yeah.
You're pretty nimble on your feet.
I can get it done.
Yeah.
I can get it done. And I like hearing that, too, because people are surprised. They're like, you're kind of an athlete. I'm like, yeah. I mean, I played a lot of sports when I was a kid, you know. And, I mean, I know how to move. My body is, you know, just a crap factory. That's where all the poop comes from. You and me in the bottom makes three tonight.
That would slow you down, yeah.
Big Bad Voodoo Daddy were a big, like, they were a big hit there for 6 months to 8 months.
So I'm told.
So we went on our drive back up. We're just like, I was like, I think Phoenix is doing a dance to a Cherry Poppin' Daddy's. Cherry Poppin' Daddy's, Big Bad Voodoo Daddy, whatever. Like, they're all.
What's with all the daddies?
Slang. It's a very slang thing from the 30s and 40s. Like, there's daddies and bunnies or whatever the hell it is. I don't know. Who knows?
Mamas?
Mamas and the papas. That's the 60s. All your grandparents are weird. So we were listening. I listened to that. And I was like, wow, this has got me in a kick. Now I put on what's the name? There was a Canadian band and they had licorice, root beer and licorice.
Root beer and licorice. 15,000
And then they played like two of their songs. Like, these are the exact same songs.
Yeah.
Two Cherry Pop and Daddy songs. These two songs are the exactly same. Bad Voodoo Daddy, same thing.
Do you think there was ever a radio station started when the swing jazz revival
Yes, I do. And they're like, Swing 92. We're back here, mommies and daddies, or whatever. Whatever it was back in the day. If someone who was alive in the 40s and can remember why everyone was called daddy, I mean... Daddy's still a very popular thing nowadays. It's just a little different. That's all.
Yeah.
It's a smidge different. So played a couple of those songs. Big Bad Voodoo Daddy, though, actually has a 20th Century Masters compilation. You know those compilations that you find at Walmart or whatever?
Everyone had one of those.
You know, and I mean, like, I'm often surprised at bands that have one of those. You know what I mean? And, like, Big Bad Voodoo Daddy is definitely one of them.
Yeah.
Like, 20th Century Masters, huh? There's 20 songs on this. They all sound the same. Every one of them. And that's the thing about swing music, and that's why it was such a kind of like a short-lived fad.
Yeah.
Because all the songs sound the same.
Well, now, any band that achieved any measure of notoriety or success had one of those like 20th Century
Masters. That's true. I'm sure there's a Limp Bizkit one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs 20th Century Masters.
Hey. Bully, bully.
Hey. Bully, bully. Watch it now. Watch it. Here we come.
But what we can both agree on, you and I both agreed on this, is that the dancing is awesome. Swing dancing looks incredible.
Yeah.
It's so incredibly athletic. It's probably one of the most athletic like dance forms or dance ways or dance forms?
Styles.
If Phoenix is listening, she's
cringing.
Like,
yeah.
Styles or yeah. She's like, what is wrong with you?
Have I taught you?
I've been doing this for years. You don't know the
You don't even know what you're talking about.
So I wanted to play. I, for whatever reason, I saw that in the log, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to put that on. That's going to get us jiving.
Yeah.
You know?
I didn't jive.
I didn't jump, jive, or wail.
No.
So,
I mean, Big Bad Voodoo Daddy
had their, yeah, but they had their moments. Swing Dance had its moments. We were all wearing khakis and tight white t-shirts.
Quit saying we were all. I didn't do that.
You were.
I was not.
I know, but you were like 12. Like, you weren't part of it.
That's true.
Well,
I wasn't part of that, no.
It was like a high school, like, you know, high school older.
Right. Yeah.
So, I mean, when swing was a big thing, 98, 99, I was 16, 17 years old. So,
yeah.
Right.
Speaking of 90s things coming back, did you hear AJ's getting an eyebrow piercing?
I know. Isn't that weird? He's going to look strange. Like, does he have any? He doesn't have any of the other piercings.
Not that I'm aware of.
He's got terrible tattoos, but no piercing.
He has great tattoos.
I mean, okay, I say this knowing full well that I have terrible tattoos.
Right.
I have two. I have one great one that I love on my forearm.
Takes one to know one.
Takes one to know. Exactly. So, AJ, I'm right there with you. I've made some horrible mistakes with tattoos.
I don't know if we're supposed to talk about his tattoos on there, though. If his parents are listening, I think.
His parents don't listen. It's tomorrow and yesterday in Australia. They're not listening.
Okay. Podcast, though.
Yeah. So, I just wanted to touch on that Big Bad Voodoo Daddy. Apologize to some, and you're welcome to others. Because I'm sure someone was like, I remember swing dancing. That was fun. I'm going to put on my suspenders and my zoot suit.
That was a great 3 months.
Yeah, it really was. I bet these guys thought it was going to last forever. But I bet they're still playing somewhere. You know what I mean? They're still, you know, touring.
Yeah, here, or Cabin Radio.
Cabin Radio. They're going to receive a check for this. And they'll be like, who played our song?
We're bringing back all the fads and music that you thought you'd never hear again and kind of hoped you would never hear again.
Yeah. And and with that in mind, here's some Genesis before the news.
The Mornings at the Cabin podcast. Hey, it was early. What do you want from us?
Mornings at the Cabin brought to you by Aurora Ford, driving the north. And now it's time for a new segment we like to call Hot Goss. Hot Cabin Goss. What's going on at the cabin? What's the hip gossip? What's the in to know? What's the noodle? What's the bean, baby? What's going on, daddy? Using a lot of slang from the 40s.
What's the 411?
What's the 411? What's boss? What's hip? What's deaf? What's jam? What's straight up booty? What's going on? Well, we know it's Lecter's last day. There's no other way to do it. Like, I'm not going to cry or anything, like, whatever. You know, you're moving on.
I mean, you could.
I mean, I could.
Nice
maybe I will
sure
later on. I'll just cry into my cereal.
Emotion would be appreciated.
Churros.
Have you got through those yet?
Yeah, I did. I had to get rid of them. I had to be like, I had to go. although I will say this, Phoenix tried them. She tried like just a dry piece and she's like, oh yeah, that does taste like churros.
And they're undeniably good.
I mean, you could deny it a little bit.
No. You know, all right. You're just kidding yourself.
That's fair. So that's my hot goss. Lecter's leaving. It's his last show. Well, you know, sorry to see you go, but whatever. We move onward and upward.
Yeah, I mean, you'll find a good co-host, I'm sure.
I'm sure. I'm sure there's someone.
Maybe you'll just do a show by yourself.
I'm sure that there's someone out there that would love to do this for free.
Yeah.
With me.
Probably countless people.
Probably countless. Yeah. Countless people. Mm. But the big news, I mean, obviously that's the big news. You're leaving. And you're taking a job at KFC. Well done.
Well, it's time.
It is time. It's time to move onward and upward.
Yeah. I missed out on that initial wave of applications they were taking in. I mean, there was a lot of excitement. A lot of people wanted to be the first to work at KFC.
Right.
And I put in my application, but it's just, it's easy to get lost in the shuffle.
It's true.
When there's, you know, they're just getting flooded with applications.
Right.
So now, you know, that first kind of turnover has happened.
It has.
And my time has come.
There it is. There it is. Well, best of luck to you, Fry Boy. What else you got for Hot Cabin Goss now that emotional train wreck is out of the way?
Well, we touched on AJ is apparently
getting an
eyebrow piercing.
Or did he get it already? Because last night it was posted on his Facebook that, like, these are not. I know, because, like, people were like, oh, we want to see it. And he's like, no, it looks stupid. Agreed. It's going to look stupid. But, I mean, I'm not going to tell him that. Right?
No,
he's got an eyebrow piercing. I'm sure it looks great. I mean, he's a good-looking dude.
Right.
You
have to tell him he looks stunning and brave.
I mean, I don't want to say stunning and brave. I'm going to say he's really brave.
He's pretty brave.
He's pretty brave for doing that.
So but not stunning?
I mean, he's a nice-looking guy. What are you going
to
do?
It'd be a nice thing to say.
Brave is good enough. Yeah. You know what I mean?
That's fair.
I could say that was brave of you to do.
Yes.
Because that's not right. It's not really here or there. Like, well, do you like it? I was brave. It was brave of you to do that. Well done. Well done. Sometimes you look at something and it's like, you know what? It just takes a lot of courage to leave the house.
It's not really a backhanded compliment. It's like you took your backhand and just touched their cheek.
Just kind of slid it across their face. You're so brave.
It's brave.
That's brave. It's very brave.
I don't know how to take that. So anyway, he's deleted the post, so I don't know if he's having second thoughts or maybe he tried to administer the piercing himself and it went horribly wrong.
Yeah.
Don't know. That's still up in the air at this point, so that is very much just gossip.
Yeah.
We'll try and confirm whether or not that is happening or has happened and has gone horribly wrong. Some more hot goss.
Good.
Coming out of last night's return.
Let it flow.
Of Clams and Moose.
Yes.
They returned to the Cabin Radio airwaves, their familiar slot, Wednesday nights, 7 to 9 p.m. after a 3-week hiatus.
Hiatus.
With some straight fire.
Straight fire.
Some heated goss coming out of Clams and Moose. That being that Clams.
Yeah.
Might have to find a new co-host soon.
That's what I heard. Moose recently trip to Vernon.
Yes.
Vernon.
Vernon, BC.
Yeah. Like, just got there just after it was almost on fire and was like, you know what?
Right.
This place seems nice.
Yeah.
So, and, a little bit of goss.
And she just put it out there. She said, Clams, I think I'm moving to Vernon.
Wow. Big news.
Clams was taken aback, gobsmacked.
Yeah.
If you will, by that news. Again, we will have to confirm whether that is a definite plan or not. It's hot.
It's gonna have to be. It's no longer gonna be D'Lo or no D'Lo. It's gonna be D'Lo or Vernon.
So it's just always.
It's gonna be pretty easy to tell if she's in Vernon or D'Lo.
Just split pictures of
them. Well, it's just going to be surrounded by mountains is going to be the thing. Like, it's like, oh, look, there's mountains in the background.
And you'll always just kind of know based on which of them is in the picture.
That's right.
Like, oh, it's
about to Photoshop the other one into the picture.
Clearly, it's D'Lo.
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah.
Well, sorry, Clamps. That's, if it's true, it's just gossip at this point.
Yeah, but, you never know.
Well, it's this is a new segment, so we're going to update this gossip constantly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The other piece of hot goss, Megan Two Takes Brackenberry.
Oh.
Currently on vacation, but has went home, Ontario, I think for a week or a week and a half or whatever. Yeah. But then on her way back, stopping in at BC.
Right.
To have a little time with what's his name?
The boyfriend.
I mean, it's her boyfriend at this point, right? That's what we can say.
We'll just refer to him as the boy.
The boy. In BC, and from what I heard, has eloped.
Whoa.
Megan, Two Takes Brackenberry, eloping in BC.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy. So, I mean.
Wait,
I'm not sure I should have said anything.
Eloping or she's just loping across
the province. No, she's eloped.
Eloped.
Yeah. And I said, Megan, you can't elope. And she said, who are you calling a cantaloupe, you melonhead? That's a funny joke. But the seriousness is, though, congratulations to Megan and...
the boy.
The boy. Who's now a man, because he's married.
Is that how it works?
I think so. Okay. You know, it's a rite of passage.
Right.
And I mean, it's a very, like, it's a Hollywood thing. It's a movie thing. You know, you just, like, into the middle of BC and eloped, got married. Congratulations. Well done.
Does she call him... her little honeydew now?
I hope so, because they eloped.
Pretty nice.
You can't do it. There it is. That's the hot cabin goss. Lecter's gone, finally. Moose, moving to Vernon. Megan Brackenberry, now married. And AJ, the least of the gossip, Pearson.
All the stories reported on Hot Cabin Goss may or may not be true. They are...
may or may not be true and do not share the opinions or anything of Cabin Radio. It's shareholders and subsidiaries. Though, seriously though, Megan, congratulations. Getting married at 22 is always a good decision.
The Mornings at the Cabin podcast was recorded before a Sort of Live, thankfully not in the studio, audience.
Mornings at the Cabin brought to you by Aurora Ford, driving the north. And joining us, deep from within the Iron Mountains, Ollie Williams.
Whoops.
Judges by Skype.
AJ's not here. What's going on?
This is the jug band.
There we go.
There we are. Ollie, welcome. You're at home this morning nursing a recovering puppy. So we thank you for joining us from the Iron Mountains. How's Kona doing?
Yeah, she's doing all right. She is just parked down the edge of my sofa with me right now. She's hanging out. She's good. Yeah. She's a happy pup.
Yeah.
She's acting like nothing has occurred. She's acting like there was no major surgery a day and a half ago. And could I just dispense, you know, please give her all the food.
That's right. Want to go zoomies, let's go for a run, all that good stuff.
Yeah, all the stuff that she's not allowed to do. Like they said, don't let her jump. Don't let her get up on furniture. She immediately came out of the vet, saw me, jumped, and came home and jumped up on furniture.
Well, there you go. Well, there you go.
What can you do?
What can you do? How long is the recovery?
Well, supposedly like 10 days. I'm supposed to make sure she doesn't do anything too strenuous. Yeah. I feel like by day 3, she's just going to be boring through drywall. So yeah, we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. But good on you for getting her fixed. And I mean, it's the you know the rite of passage for all these dogs. So I mean, you get a couple days to hang out with her at home. So that's nice. But
I did also. You know that she has a one nostril that has a propensity to
what?
Just eject stuff all day long.
Eject.
Is that gone now? Is it cleared up?
No, it's not cleared up at all. Oh. It's still been there. Every time I look at her, she's got one nostril clogged up with gunk.
So it turns out that is a thing. It's pretty rare, but it is a thing that some dogs can get, and she might have had it since birth, or she might have had some blunt force trauma that might have caused it to happen to her as a puppy before she turned up at the shelter. And it's basically a form of canine conjunctivitis.
Interesting.
And it's not infectious. It can't be spread from dog to dog or anything, but it involves basically a nerve in her nose that isn't working the way it should. Which means that one nostril is not producing the moisture that ordinarily keeps dogs' noses wet and clear. Oh. So we're looking into treatment for that. But she has an actual thing going on, like a condition that not many dogs have, but it is something that has been researched before. So we're trying to figure it out. But that was actually kind of interesting to learn that she has a genuine thing going on with her nose where her nervous system is not working right. So we're going to try to fix it.
So you're going to take her back?
No.
No way.
She's broken. She's traded her in for a new model.
That's right. She's now looking
at me in sheer horror.
No, poor Kona Bear.
It's fine. You're a good girl. You're a good dog. I love Kona. You.
It's funny because you say, you know, blunt force trauma may have caused it. And Jesse immediately went, aw, you know, the thought being that maybe someone like abused her. But knowing Kona, she probably just ran into a wall.
Dunk.
She doesn't have a whole lot of spatial awareness. Although part of me now thinks, I wonder whether she doesn't have a whole lot of spatial awareness, because she has this.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't just affect her nose.
Yeah.
It affects like tear production of in course. The eyes.
Your
well.
Nose and throat all kind of connected.
And it might, yeah, and it might affect her balance in her ear. That's at the same time.
Yeah.
So so it might, the reason she keeps clocking herself into doors and door frames may actually be that she's actually ill, Scott.
Jesus. Well, I didn't say it was funny. I just said that's probably what happened.
I don't know. I snickered at it. Yeah. She's You're so awful. Adorable. I am an awful person.
Anyway,
so,
speaking of people breaking stuff.
Yep.
Speaking of people breaking stuff. Yeah, I did want to report something else to you this morning, which is everybody will know Jen Walden.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
So Jen Walden, local artist. Well, Jen Walden's son, Kai.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Is a huge Cabin Radio fan, also known as Kilo November.
Absolutely, Kilo.
Yeah, big on the Yellowknife DJing
scene. We're a big fan of his.
Huge.
Craziest, most amazing young talent. Broke his finger yesterday.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Just playing around in the schoolyard. Somebody accidentally stood on it. And
what?
To the point where the bone was showing.
Oh, my God.
Jeez. Stood on it or like... stomped on it with steel boots.
No. I believe it was completely, from what I hear, completely accidental. Just in the course of, I imagine, like playing a soccer game or something like that. I don't know.
Kai was twirling another child on his finger and it went horribly wrong.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. It was a whole Harlem Globetrotters skit and it just disintegrated.
Good Lord.
But to the point where there was bone and the school receptionist, by the sounds of it, was practically on the point of passing out, just phoning Jen to let her know.
Oh, God.
So poor Kai had to go in for emergency surgery at Stanton yesterday. I mean, picked his moment, like the one day in the last 20 years that the GNWT basically said, you know what you don't want to do today? Have an emergency surgery at Stanton Hospital. Because you know what? We don't have any room for emergency surgeries at Stanton. So if everyone could just not have a problem today, that'd be great. Immediately, Kai goes and breaks a finger. So
amputation was the only option.
Emergency surgery.
Yeah.
As far as I know, everything is still attached.
Okay.
However, he was wearing his Cabin Radio hoodie at the time, which he absolutely loves.
New design.
And in order to prep him for surgery, they had to cut it off him.
Oh, no. I hate when they do that. It's his finger, for goodness sake.
Just roll it out.
No, they were going to just like pull it over his hand.
Yeah, but it's too much. Too much pain.
But he was not into that, as you can imagine, and nor would I be.
Well,
so
we have plenty of hoodies left, and happy.
That's what I was about to say.
Happy to pay full price.
I come bearing a request. Can Cabin Radio find a men's medium hoodie and set it to one side while I am here in the Iron Mountains looking after Kona?
Hey, if we can get a customized hat made for William Prince, we can certainly find a hoodie for Kilo November.
Absolutely. Just send the e-transfer to mailbox@cabinradio.ca. Happy to, as soon as we get that payment fully processed, we're happy to part with a hoodie. No, of course. Of course we'll give Kilo a hoodie. Kai, happy recovery. That's tough. That's a tough one. A finger, because I mean, I think they got to put the. Fine.
They make up kids. You can't. Yeah,
right.
They just bounce back.
Bone showing and all that stuff. That's a tough. I mean, that's a good story. It's gonna be a great story. Yeah. But I think they got to do the whole hand.
I did a lot of stuff to myself as a kid, playing sports and doing all that stuff. Yeah, that sort of involved hospital trips. But I don't recall ever getting bone to show.
No.
That's an achievement.
That is absolutely. Wow.
Jeez.
And that's not Hot Gus. That actually happened.
That actually happened.
And on that note, obviously, it's important, you know, like that I pay my little tribute to you here because it is your last show and we're going to miss you, bud.
We are going
to miss you. Oh, well. You know, I mean, we talked about this. We knew this was coming. It's the chicken is calling, Ollie.
Yeah.
What can I say? The fried chicken is calling.
I can't have any issue with your decision. I mean, a lot of us would, you know, if we got the call from KFC,
jump at the chance. Absolutely.
Yep.
Yeah. But I do want to say I was imagining that I would take over the 90s at 9, but now having talked about it, we've decided we'll actually retire it completely.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it'll now be the 80s at 10.
Does not roll off the tongue as well.
Yeah, it makes about as much sense as the 80s music did in general.
That's right. So the 80s at 10, we're bringing it back.
Yeah.
That's 40 years.
It's going to be 7 hours.
Oh, God.
We're torpedoing this thing.
Yeah.
We've had enough of waiting for the CRTC.
That's right.
We're just tanking it ourselves.
So it's going to be the
80s. Our own hands.
The 80s for 7 hours every day. So it's going to be mixed 100 in the mid 2000s.
I am going to play 7 hours of Genesis concept albums back to back.
Good Lord.
Good God.
Wow.
Why punish all of us because Lectures decided to leave?
All trickle down effects.
That's right. That's right.
It goes.
Ollie, just before you go, because you're going. no worries. No worries. Obviously, we fit with the announcement yesterday. We're back in basically in full effect with the pandemic. Betchico on lockdown basically for the next 14 days, and for the next 14 days here, we are the indoor activities back basically to step one of emerging wisely.
Pretty much.
So I mean, it's a good time for Kona to have had her surgery, so you get to stay home for a couple days, and it's any thoughts? I mean, personal thoughts on that?
I mean, who am I to second guess or even endorse, frankly, the decisions of the Chief Public Health Officer, the NWT government? They know a bunch more than I do.
Yeah.
I mean, this clearly, we've got 73 active cases in Yellowknife as of last night. That number doesn't show any sign of going down anytime soon. That's up 9 on what it was a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
So on that basis, I think this time last year, if you'd said to us, well, there's now 73 active cases in Yellowknife, everybody would have happily turned around and said, yeah, you know what? That sounds like a good time for some gathering restrictions.
Yep.
Seeing as we had gathering restrictions when there were
no cases,
two, maybe three cases, and sometimes no cases. So 73 on that basis, kind of hard to argue.
It's very strange to see people reacting to this like, oh, we're going back on this. It's like, yeah, you were used to this. We had restrictions, but we had no cases. Now we have 73. What do you think was going to happen?
Yeah. I don't think that can be overly surprising. Having said that, at some point, and I'm not suggesting now, but at some point, there's clearly going to have to be a point at which the world just lives with this.
Well, that's right. That's absolutely right. There's been articles.
And it's just a case of when you flip that switch.
Yeah. When do you have this be a part of where we are now? It's like,
right. Which depends on vaccination rates. It depends on how effective the vaccines are. It depends on how the virus mutates and changes and how the variants change according to those vaccines and treatments and so on and so on and so forth. So at some point, when we have some level of greater certainty around the treatments we have available, the vaccines we have available, there's going to have to be a switch flipped, which says, you know what, there's going to be outbreaks of this thing. Yeah, much as it is not flu, it is not influenza.
No.
I think most people imagine it to eventually acquire something of a sort of similar status in our collective minds.
Right.
In terms of it being something that's going to come and go, and we're just going to have to figure out a way to live with that.
Yeah, without locking.
And the question, I think, question a lot of people I think have is, when is that going to be? Particularly if you've got a small business in town where, yeah, for all that public health has to come first, I can also understand how some small business owners must at this point in time be thinking to themselves, when are we going to get a break here?
Of course.
And be able to just have a business that has some certainty to it, because it's hard.
Of course.
It's really hard to keep a business going when you don't know if you're going to be able to have customers on any given day.
Yeah,
things like gym owners who must have jumped through so many hoops in the past 18 months to try to keep things like gyms going.
Yep.
And are forever having to adapt to whatever the new public health regime is, because of course they are such a high risk area to be.
Yeah.
And there's so much cleaning involved. So I have a lot of sympathy for that. At the same time, as we were just saying, if there'd been 73 active cases this time last year, I don't think anybody would have blinked.
Absolutely. And to add to the gym, gym owners, dance studio runners and owners, of which there's one. There's a lot.
Yes.
A lot going on there as well. Now, Ollie, just before you go again, did you want to walk back on your comments that masks and vaccines are an infringement on our rights? Or
having never said that in my life, I think I stand by.
You didn't say that?
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
Well, we're going to have a word with our hot cabin goths.
We had one anonymous source that told us that. We figured we'd report it. No?
I think what you might have been doing there is reading the comments.
Oh, comments.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. I try.
So you are a Nazi communist.
Okay.
Fair enough. Ollie, always a pleasure. Always a pleasure. Thanks for joining us. Good quick recovery for Kona. And hope you enjoy a little bit of time at home. You definitely deserve a little bit more relaxing, just given the last few weeks and how hard you work. There you go.
Why, thank you.
No worries.
Lecter, best of luck.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah. Best of luck with that chicken.
The Mornings at the Cabin podcast.
Mornings at the Cabin brought to you by Aurora Ford, driving the north. It's time for D-Lo or no D-Lo. Do we have any interest music for Louisiana?
No.
No, okay.
Well, we still haven't got, still haven't developed any entrance music.
All right, well, Louisa joins us. Welcome to Louisa. There we go. There's entrance music.
That's
right
there.
That's pretty good. Yeah. Right?
You know, it could be,
have you ever heard the song from the Vanga Boys, We're Going to Ibiza? Ibiza?
Yes,
yeah.
I do recall that song.
Welcome to Louisa. There we go. It's pretty good.
There's got to be one song out there that has the actual name.
Louisa?
Louisa in it. I can't think of one, but
okay. Well,
if
great.
Anyone does,
well,
let
you're
know.
On that now. Mailbox. Well, no, you're not on that now because you're leaving. You're leaving to work at KFC.
Yeah. You're gonna have to put it together.
I will put it together.
Yeah,
that's fine. Okay, so D-Lo or no D-Lo, you know how this works. You saw the picture on the Facebook page. You have to decide whether clams and moose are in D-Lo or not in D-Lo. Whoever gets it correct gets a little $25 gifty to Erasmus Apparel. But who knows? Moose might be moving to Vernon, so you got Erasmus Apparel in Vernon.
Right.
I guess. Right.
First of all, personal guesses. Louisa, you already know what the answer is.
Yes,
you are the master of D-Lo or no D-Lo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the real gatekeeper, because we actually have to ask Louisa every morning that we do this. What's the answer? And sometimes she's like, "Well, you were kind of a jerk to me yesterday afternoon, so you know maybe I just won't give you the answer."
You can hold back.
So I've been extra nice to you the last couple weeks, and you were nice enough to give us the answer. Jesse, what do you think? D-Lo or no D-Lo?
I didn't even see the picture.
You didn't see the picture?
I didn't see this picture. This one's tricky, right? Because it's right on the cusp. It's at the top of the hill, looking down, right by the blue apartment building. It's right there on the cusp, but I think D-Lo extends a little further south than that.
You got the little
so I'll say D-Lo.
Children playing with a ball sign that I always kind of looked like a child, like shooting bullets out of his arm at ants, probably.
All right.
So you got one of those there in the picture.
Yeah.
There's some rocks. There's like, just a little tip of a building.
Yeah. Oh, I know. I know exactly where it is. Right.
Oh, you know exactly.
I know exactly where it is. I think that's still D-Lo because I think D-Lo does extend a little bit further south than that. So I'll say D-Lo.
Okay. The correct answer was indeed D-Lo.
Yeah.
And we had 121 participants on this week's D-Lo or no D-Lo.
Nice.
50 of which got the right answer.
50?
So.
Well, because they were probably confused because they know exactly where it is because it's probably one of the most obvious pictures we've ever had.
Yes.
And it's just, it's a matter of like, okay, is that D-Lo or not D-Lo at the top of that hill?
Yeah.
I think D-Lo extends a little further south down that road.
Right.
And there you go.
There were a few answers along those lines, basically saying it's right on the border.
Yeah.
So
it's right on the border.
No,
there's
D-Lo.
A skirmish.
Yeah. We're going to have to get those City of Yellowknife land plots and
find out,
you know, just to confirm with this one. But for the purposes of this contest, the answer we're going with is D-Lo.
Very nice.
And 50 of you got it right. So now you know how this works. We have to eliminate two of those correct answers, and then
we pick two losers
pick
and then a winner.
That's right.
Okay, so you guys pick the losers.
Jesse, give me a number.
I'm picking the winner.
Zero. Yeah, I know.
Okay.
So you start. So give me a number.
We're picking the loser, though.
You start with the first loser. Louisa picks the second
and then
loser,
I pick the winner.
You
you're not going to pick it? Oh, because you know
because
them.
I have them.
You're
right
looking
in
at
front
it right there. With you,
got,
with you gone from the show, I don't know what's going to happen.
It's going to be a mess. Okay, so pick a loser. Between 0 and 50.
24.
24. Teresa Black.
No,
you are out of here.
Sorry.
Sorry, Teresa. Teresa. Louisa, pick us our second loser.
What were the numbers between again?
Between 0 and 51.
We'll go with 2.
2. Let me scroll up here because there were just so many winners.
Thank you, by the way, for doing the between thing. Because when people say between 1 and 50, that means between 2 and 49.
Yes.
Even though they're including 1 and 50, it's like, well, that's not between them at all.
I know. So and I know it upsets you. So I made sure to get it right this time. 2 is Chelsea Donaldson. Sorry,
oh, no, Chelsea.
You are out of here.
Sorry, Chelsea.
Which means, Mr. Wheeler, pick us our winner.
33.
Or D-Lo, or D-Lo. You pick 33, which means I don't know if this is pronounced Emily or Emile. It's E-M-I-L-E.
Yeah.
Lisk is our winner.
Emily Lisk.
Emily Lisk.
All right.
You have picked up a $25 gift certificate to Erasmus Apparel.
Wonderful.
Congratulations. Dealo or no dealo. That's how we do it.
Beautiful. Ooh. I love it. We'll be back another, how many more of these do we have?
Oh, God, like seven years worth.
7 years. It just took so many pictures. I will be back again for another episode of Dealer or No Dealer in a couple of weeks. Hopefully Moose will still be in town. Hopefully they don't pack up and move to Vernon.
And then, we'll have to change the contest to Vernon or Dealo.
Vernon or Dealo. Absolutely. Louisa, thank you for joining us. As always, a pleasure to have you. A big shout out again to Megan Brackenberry, who got eloped over the weekend in BC. So big shout out to
her. According to Cabin Hot Goss.
According to Cabin Hot Goss, she has eloped and is now married. We hope to see you back very, very soon so we can congratulate you in person. If it's true, once again, all of these things we've been talking about may or may not be happening. But that's going to do it for Mornings at the Cabin for today. It's a bit of a rainy day out there. If you're going to wear open-toed shoes, prepare to get them wet. Your toes, I mean. Talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. Check out more from the show at cabinradio.ca and by following the Mornings at the Cabin Facebook page.